and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 14th of February. It's Valentine's Day, a day on which we celebrate romantic love, which goes back to the Greek and Roman holiday in February devoted to fertility, the festival of Lupercalia, our day named for the saint Valentine, who was martyred on this day in 269 AD. The legend of Saint Valentine is that Emperor Claudius II, because he was low on enlistments, forbade single men to get married so that they would enlist in the army instead. And Valentine, who was a priest, performed clandestine wedding rituals in defiance of the emperor. He was discovered and imprisoned and sentenced to death, and while awaiting his death in his prison cell, he fell in love with the daughter of a prison guard who came to visit him. And on the day that he was to die, he left a note for her, professing his devotion, and he signed it, "Love from your Valentine." That is the legend. In any case, 188 million Valentine's Day cards will be given today. It's the second most popular card-giving day after Christmas. It's the birthday of the economist Thomas Malthus, born in Surrey in Great Britain in 1766, who in 1798 came out with his essay On the Principle of Population, in which he predicted that the world's population would outlast the food supply, which would spell doom for humankind. Malthus felt that the lower classes were to blame, so he called for an abolition of the safety net of public assistance so that living conditions for the poor would become so terrible and they would die off completely. Malthus's idea of man's struggle for survival was a big influence on Charles Darwin. And it was on this day in 1556, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Cranmer, was declared a heretic by the Church of England and shortly thereafter sentenced to death. He was a major figure in the early Anglican Church. He was author, in part at least, of the Book of Common Prayer, but he had been involved in the divorce between King Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon, and it was Catherine's daughter, Queen Mary, who charged Thomas Cranmer with heresy and who sentenced him to death. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland entitled Wind Chime. She goes out to hang the wind chime in her nightie and her work boots. It's 6:30 in the morning, and she's standing on the plastic ice chest, tiptoe, to reach the crossbeam of the porch. Wind chime in her left hand, hammer in her right, the nail gripped tight between her teeth. But nothing happens next because she's trying to figure out how to switch number one with number three. She must have been standing in the kitchen, coffee in her hand, asleep, when she heard it, the wind blowing through the sound the wind chime wasn't making because it wasn't there. No one, including me, especially anymore, believes till death do us part. But I can see what I would miss in leaving, the way her ankles go into the work boots as she stands upon the ice chest, the problem scrunched into her forehead, the little kissable mouth with the nail in it. Wind Chime, poem by Tony Hoagland, from What Narcissism Means to Me, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.